Okay, so think about this for a second. 21st century, right? Digital money, everything instant.
Yeah.
And yet, high-end pawnbroking. It's actually booming.
Yeah, it really is. It sort of goes against what you'd expect, doesn't it?
Totally. We tend to picture pawn shops, well, differently. From another era, almost.
Exactly. And it challenges, you know, our ideas about how people, especially people with significant assets, get access to funds these days.
And that's exactly what we're digging into today. Mm-hmm. We're doing a deep dive into how these high-end places work. We've been looking specifically at New Bond Street Pawnbrokers, NBSP, using insights from their director, David Sonnenthal. Mm-hmm. Our mission really is to figure out how this ancient trade has modernized, who's actually walking through their doors, and why it's become this, well, growing alternative in the current economic climate.
Yeah, we've sifted through quite a bit. Articles, interviews, their own materials.
It's a really surprising mix, isn't it? History, luxury goods, modern finance, all rolled into one.
It really is. And it says a lot about how, you know, value and trust work in finance and how some mechanisms just adapt over centuries, millennia even.
That's a great point. Value and trust. So how far back do we need to go to really get why it's having this moment now?
Well, to understand why it's still around, you really have to look at its origins. Pawnbroking is ancient, one of the oldest forms of trade, basically. Exchanging goods for credit.
Right.
Think about the symbol, the three golden balls. You still see it sometimes.
Another one.
Historically, that's linked to the Medici family in Italy, Lombardy. Hugely powerful, wealthy family.
Wow. Okay.
Now, the specific family ties, they've faded, obviously. But the symbol, it still represents that idea of community aid almost.
Sure.
Access to capital when you need it.
So fast forward to today. Sophisticated economies, currency, ownership.
Yeah.
You'd think pawnbroking would be, I don't know, obsolete.
You might think so, but actually it's proving pretty vital for helping people manage cash flow issues, keeping things balanced financially.
And what's driving that? Is it just about needing quick cash?
It's partly that, but the bigger picture is interesting. The, say, austere political climate we've seen, and the fact that real purchasing power has, well, declined for many.
Okay, so that makes alternative credit more attractive.
Exactly, especially when you compare it to, remember those awful payday lenders? Like Wonga, Quickquid.
Oh, yeah. Terrible reputation.
Rightly so. They were seen as savagely extortionate, leading to pretty quick legislation, FCA price caps. They were causing real problems for people.
So how does high-end pawnbroking step in as a better, maybe more ethical option in that kind of climate?
Well, the fundamental difference is the collateral. Payday loans were unsecured, high interest, easy to get trapped in. Pawnbroking, especially this high-end kind, it's secured by an asset.
The item you bring in.
Exactly. If you can't repay the loan, you lose the item. That's it. Your debt doesn't spiral. Your credit rating isn't hit in the same way. It gives you liquidity, but with a safety net, kind of. Plus, FCA regulation means there are rules, transparency.
That clarity is important. It makes sense why it's seen as a needed alternative then. I remember seeing back in 2014, the Nottingham Post had this line, something like, "The ancient industry of pawnbroking enjoys modern economic revival."
On the back of the credit boom, the global recession and welfare cuts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that summed it up pretty well.
And NBSP, the place we're focusing on, they've seen this firsthand.
Oh, absolutely. They reported, I think, a 25% year-on-year increase in business. It just shows these collateral lenders are, well, more noticeable now. It's not some tiny niche. It's growing.
Which brings us right to New Bond Street Pawnbrokers. Definitely not your average pawn shop. It's described as being nestled in a Mayfair back alley. Sounds quite exclusive.
It is. It represents this world of, you know, secrecy, wealth, and well-connected high-end clientele.
And the man in charge, David Sonnenthal. He's the fine art and antique specialist. An heir to the business.
That's right. He's really built a strong reputation. Quite an interesting background, too, actually. He was a professional actor for years.
Really? An actor?
Yeah, quite successful. Even won the Perry Award back in 96.
Wow. So how did he end up in pawnbroking?
Sort of by accident, it seems. He found the premises during an audition in 1999, but it perhaps gives him a unique perspective on, you know, presentation and client service.
That makes sense. He actually said, "We have always focused on providing specialized high-end loans, quality of service, rather than quantity." Do you think that background influences that, like making the place feel more like a gallery, as he put it?
I think it has to. Understanding performance, discretion, how to connect with people, that likely feeds into their whole philosophy. He said their goal is to blend the very traditional image and bring it forward to a new market, creating an open and honest method of trading.
So making you feel less, well, taboo, maybe, more professional, transparent.
Exactly. And this high-end variety has become genuinely a genuine alternative to traditional means of accessing credit. The whole customer experience seems crucial to that.
You can sort of picture it from the description of their offices, sub-ground level in Mayfair. There's a big multi-lock safe, obviously, for security. But also, you see their National Pawnbrokers Association awards the NPA awards and news articles displayed. Clean, contemporary.
Right. Sonnenthal said, "It's a lot to do with customer service, and the premises is more like a gallery than a pawnbroker."
And they were pioneers in this, weren't they? Yeah. NBSP started in 99.
Yeah, they were the first to bring this level of pawnbroking to the UK. And they maintain that with specialist teams, people who really know vintage watches, collectible cars, gems, jewelry. You need that expertise for these kinds of items.
Okay, let's talk about the clients, because this is where it gets really fascinating. Who actually uses this kind of service?
It's described as an eclectic and varied clientele. You've got sultans, heirs, and heiresses, apparently.
Sultans, wow.
But also, you know, professional people, private individuals, collectors, brokers, dealers, entrepreneurs, managing directors. People travel from all over Europe, not just the UK.
And the things they bring in. The collateral. It's not just gold rings, is it?
Not at all. The range of high net worth items is incredible. Diamonds, fine jewelry, sure. But also classic cars, fine wines, fine art, antiques, rare books, designer handbags, watches, gold collections, even housing portfolios.
Housing portfolios, okay. That's serious asset-backed lending.
It really is. It shows how many different forms tangible wealth can take.
The specific examples are just wild. They've loaned against Napoleon Bonaparte's personal possessions.
Apparently so. And James Bond film props.
No way.
Dang, get this, items recovered from the Titanic.
Seriously. Artifacts from the Titanic. That's hard to believe.
It's amazing the history and value walking through their door. And it's not just old stuff. They were possibly the first pawnbroker to lend against street art back in 2006 against an original work on canvas.
Huh. Ahead of the curve there. And what was their biggest deal?
£1 million against an extremely rare blue diamond.
£1 million for one diamond. Okay,
yeah.
That defines high end.
Definitely. They've also handled Lalique jewelry, a first edition of The Prince and the Pauper inscribed by Oscar Wilde, an 18th century natural history book, Nan Golden photos, William Blake studies, luxury yachts, rare vintage Aston Martin.
It's like a museum's inventory sometimes.
And sometimes it's unexpected things, too. Like a 50-year-old bottle of Glenfiddich whiskey that sold for over £17,000.
Incredible. Shows value is everywhere if you know where to look. So their minimum loan is £2,000.
Yeah, £2,000 minimum, but no upper limit.
Okay, so this brings up a key question. Why would someone with, say, a £1 million diamond or a vintage Aston Martin need a pawnbroker? You mentioned alternative autonomy. What does that mean in practice? How is it different from just going to a bank?
That's a really important point, especially for these clients. Think about traditional banks. Getting a loan can take ages, lots of paperwork, credit checks, disclosing all your finances, maybe tying up multiple assets. It's slow, intrusive.
Right. Not always ideal if you need funds quickly or discreetly.
Exactly. A high-end pawnbroker like NBSP offers speed and discretion. You get liquidity, often very fast, against just one specific asset. No deep dive into your overall financial health, no lengthy approval committees.
So it's about privacy and speed.
Largely, yes.
Right.
Financial privacy and agility. If you need short-term capital fast, maybe for an opportunity, or you just don't want your main bank involved or don't want to explain why you need the funds, this offers a path. It's autonomy from that institutional process.
That makes a lot of sense. Privacy and flexibility.
Yeah.
But still, you mentioned that pawnbroking can sometimes feel like a delicate or even taboo subject.
It can carry that perception, yeah. Which is why places like NBSP really stress the discreet prompt service and keep transactions private and confidential.
They're trying to change that perception.
I think so. It's positioning it as just another financial tool, a smart option in certain circumstances. Almost like, you know, how cryptocurrencies offered a different way of exchange outside traditional systems. Pawnbroking offers a different kind of financial freedom. It empowers the individual with assets.
Okay, so let's walk through the process for you, the client. If you decide this is the route for you, how does it actually work? It sounds quite simple.
It is surprisingly straightforward. Step one, valuation. You bring your item in. They look at it, assess its current market value, and make you a loan offer based on that.
And if you like the offer?
If you accept, the item becomes the pledge or the pawn. Then you get paperwork. First, a pre-contract credit information agreement, then the actual credit agreement, all regulated.
And that agreement sets out the terms, like how long the loan is for.
Exactly. Usually at least 6 months is what they say, but shorter terms are possible. It clearly states the loan length and the interest. You also get a pawn receipt, basically your proof it's your item. Hold on to that.
And there's a cooling off period.
Yes, a 14-day window to change your mind, which is important.
Okay, then what about getting your item back? Or
no.
What if you can't?
Yeah.
That's redemption in default, right?
Right. You can get your item back anytime during the loan term just by paying back the loan amount plus whatever interest has accrued up to that point.
Simple enough.
If the contract period ends, NBSP will usually give you a chance to renew it, maybe by paying some of the interest. But if you decide not to renew, or you just don't want the item back anymore,
that might.
Then NBSP keeps the item and sells it. They need to recover the loan amount they gave you. But, and this is crucial, if it sells for more than what you owed, that surplus money comes back to you.
Oh, really? That's quite fair.
It is. And equally important, if you decide not to redeem it, you don't owe them anything else. You don't make any repayments. You just lose the item. No further debt.
That is a massive difference from a bank loan defaulting. That's a real safety net.
Okay.
Okay, so for people listening, let's talk practicalities. The money side. What are the interest rates like, and what are the big advantages?
Okay, interest. It's generally a little higher than what you would get on a loan from a high street bank. That makes sense, given the speed and lack of credit checks.
But lower than payday loans.
Oh, significantly lower. Miles lower than those. They quote rates daily, monthly, and also as an APR, the annual percentage rate, so you can compare it clearly. Repayment is typically one lump sum at the end of the loan plus all the interest.
Okay.
Though, as I said, extensions are often possible, usually if you pay some interest down.
And the main benefits for the client?
Big ones. First, you get a loan without it affecting your credit rating. Huge. Second, it's fast and easy. Often, money on the day.
Wow. Okay.
Third, you only pay interest for the time you actually borrow the money. No penalties for paying back early. And fourth, that point we just made. If they sell the item and it fetches less than the loan, they don't come after you for the difference.
That is huge peace of mind. It removes a lot of the risk.
Absolutely. And underlying all this is security and regulation. NBSP makes a point of being a member of the National Pawnbrokers Association, the NPA, and they're fully authorized and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority, FCA. Their license number is even listed.
So it's not some shady back alley deal. It's regulated finance.
Exactly. There are stringent controls, especially for those really high value items like cars or yachts. They have procedures to make sure someone doesn't just, you know, sail off into the sunset with the collateral. Your assets are physically secure.
Okay, so we've covered getting the loan, the process, the safety. But it seems NBSP offers more than just loans. Their expertise helps people understand the value in their assets, right? Even use them strategically.
Yes, absolutely. They offer advice, essentially. First, they stress personal research. You, as the owner, should really try to have a good working knowledge of what your asset is worth in the current market.
Do your homework.
Right. But they also point out there's often a gap, a fine line between a seller's valuation and what a buyer is going to pay. A good pawnbroker with their market insight can help bridge that. NBSP even offers free appraisals.
That's useful. And you mentioned strategic use.
Yeah, this is clever. Some collectors will actually take out a short-term loan on an item they already own before going to an auction to get quick cash liquidity so they can bid on new items at the auction. Then, after the auction, maybe they sell something else or use other funds to repay the pawnbroker loan. It's using assets to leverage acquiring more assets.
That's smart, using your collection to grow your collection.
Exactly. And they also advise market awareness. Keep your finger on the pulse. What's hot in the art world? Which artists are rising? How are commodity prices moving for metals and stones? And finally, use your peer network. Talk to other collectors, enthusiasts. They're a great sounding board for value.
All great practical advice. This connects to something broader you mentioned earlier, this idea of a shrinking upper middle class in Britain today. How does that fit into the picture of NBSP's clients?
It's an interesting sociological angle. There was a TV program, Posh People, Inside Tatler, that explored how that traditional upper middle class is facing new economic pressures.
Right. Things changing.
Yeah. And the suggestion is that some of NBSP's clients might fit this profile. Families that were previously very comfortable, maybe landed, now feeling the pressure a bit. They're turning to these alternative lines of credit, maybe to maintain a certain lifestyle or manage expenses without having to sell prized possessions or go through banks, perhaps trying to claw back some of their premillennial wealth or just manage cash flow differently.
So it's not always about distress, but maybe about maintaining stability or status in a changing economy, using assets smartly.
It could well be. It suggests an evolution in how established wealth is managed. And it seems likely that firms like New Bond Street Pawnbrokers, who cater to this specific need, will continue to ride the wave of high-end broking.
And central to NBSP's story, as we touched on, is David Sonnenthal and his unusual path from award-winning actor.
Right. Successful showbiz career from 17 to 26. Then, almost stumbling into pawnbroking in 99 after that audition near the future MBSP site, he saw the potential and really ran with it, becoming a pioneer for this modern high-end model in the UK.
And he's clearly respected in the field. Multiple NPA awards.
Yeah, loads of them. 2023, 2022, 2021, 2019, 2008. He's a regular media figure, too. You might have seen him as the resident dealer on Channel 4's popular Four Rooms TV series.
Blending those worlds. What a fascinating journey. Okay, so wrapping this up, this deep dive, looking especially through the lens of NBSP, it really paints a picture of high-end pawnbroking as, well, a sophisticated financial tool. It's regulated, it's discreet.
Mm-hmm. Serves a really diverse group of people.
And offers this fast, quite ethical alternative to traditional credit, particularly now with economic shifts happening. It's this strange but compelling mix of luxury, history, and just practical finance.
It definitely makes you reconsider what wealth means, how liquidity works, even those social perceptions around borrowing.
Absolutely. Which leaves us with a thought to mull over. In an age where your assets, that painting, that watch, that classic car, might give you more immediate financial power and flexibility than your credit score, what does that really mean for how we understand personal finance and maybe even our own economic autonomy? Something to think about. We hope this deep dive gave you some surprising insights.